It is Friday, and that means we've got the high school game of the week, which means we've got Sean Bellegian and the one and only also Johnny Kane, Bally Sports Detroit play-by-play announcer, Southeast Michigan Ford Dealers, Football Fridays, in partnership with Bally Sports Detroit. Featured game of the week is Chippewa Valley at Romeo. Our WJR broadcast time is 7:30. Sean?
Yeah, Johnny, let's start with you first. I think you got to go to the closet and pull out that old Bally coat, so to speak. It's going to be a cold one tonight. Great action on the field, but yeah, this is what late fall or later fall high school football is all about tonight.
Sean, that's funny you brought that up, man. We actually were just having a discussion with the producer. He said, do you have your heavy Bally Sports issued coat? I said, I got to rummage around for it because it is going to be real legit football weather tonight, but that's what it's all about, man. So I'm excited about it. But Rob Rubick, Natalie Kerwin, and I will be bundled and ready to roll because I know Romeo's going to be rocking.
Yeah, this is a fantastic game. I mean, we're talking about two programs. For people out there that aren't aware, they've both won championships in the not-so-distant future. Both of them are rolling again. Chip Valley coming into this one at 5-1. Romeo coming into this one at 4-2 and at home.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's a Romeo team that has really been hit hard by injuries here lately. It's going to be a tough game for them, no question. And obviously Chip Valley rolling along. You talk about it in the MAC Red. This is a team that last year, you know, had a lot of talent too, and they lost four games in the final minute of those games. So really 12 points separated them from, instead of going 7-4, you know, theoretically, obviously, you know, ifs and nuts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. But, you know, they were close to pulling off an undefeated campaign a year ago, and they've got some talent coming back. So Chip Valley's hoping to make a deep postseason run. Romeo's looking to get whole again to see what they might be able to do once the regular season concludes. But, you know, again, two solid programs in the MAC Red, and, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out. I think it certainly sets up to be a really, really good one.
You know, Johnny, just in case you need a little more info heading into the game tonight, this one is personal for everybody here at WJR. A member of our staff is part of the coaching staff at Chip Valley. Mike Pierce does a fantastic job as an account executive, and he moonlights as the offensive line coach. So if you need a little extra info, go talk to Mike Pierce.
Yep.
Wow. That's good, man. So he's teamed up with Scott Merchant up there at Chip Valley. Well, they know what they're doing there. I know that much.
Oh, that's good to hear. And I keep calling Michael Pierce one of our senior account executives. Really, he's senior business development executive, Michael Pierce. And he has a son in sports, and he's a very committed dad to go in there and coach as well. Our Southeast Michigan Ford Dealers Football Fridays in partnership with Bally Sports Detroit featured game of the week tonight, Chippewa Valley at Romeo. WJR broadcast time 7:30. You'll hear the one and only Johnny Kane and his team. Johnny, thanks for being with us.
Appreciate you, Paul. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Johnny.
Now, Sean, do you ever go out on a limb and pick winners and losers or best guess?
Oh,
or
yeah.
You know what?
I Chip Valley. They're rolling right now. Romeo is a little beat up. They're at home, and they're going to use that as motivation. But Chip Valley, I like Chip Valley in this one.
All right. Well, we all are pulling, I mean, here at the radio station for obvious reasons with our own Michael Pierce, but we're pulling for Chippewa Valley as well. But it'll be great football. It'll be cold. Warm up as we continue on WJR.